What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Just Isabel Things podcast. If you're new here, my name is Isabel. I'm a 19-year-old podcaster, and I'm about to enter my sophomore year of college. I still haven't gone back yet, and it's kind of funny because literally all of my friends have gone back to college, except for me. I have another week at home, but I'm excited to be back for today's episode discussing my goals for sophomore year of college. Sophomore year is not particularly, like, a big year, but it can be a big year, if that makes any sense. Like, freshman year, it was kind of just exploring everything and, you know, getting used to everything. But now sophomore year, I kind of have a lay of the land. I'm in a new dorm building. It'll be a little bit of a new environment for me, too. So I'm really just excited to be done working, like I said in a couple weeks ago, my episode, where I talked about four ways to adjust to a better school year or something like that. I forgot the exact title, but I'm just really excited to get back into the swing of things, stop working, because I've been working literally every single day this summer, and just continue to create really great content for you guys into my sophomore year. So today's episode, like I said earlier, is going to be me sharing my just goals for sophomore year and what I want to accomplish this year. Hopefully by me discussing this, it can spark something for you guys that you want to do in whether it's your child's upcoming school year or if it's your own upcoming school year. I'm just really excited for this year, and I think it's going to be a good one. You guys know I like to start off my episodes with a life update, and I really don't have anything to update on. I went to the White Sox game this week. I'm a White Sox fan, and they lost to the Astros 21-5. It was so beyond horrid of a game. We left in the sixth inning because the score was already like 11-3, and it was just not good at all. But I did get to go to the Sox game this week because I had a day off. Let's see, what else did I do this week? I've been packing a lot, just getting ready for the school year, kind of getting my, just everything in order, finishing up buying some last minute things for my dorm room, and just getting my clothes together. And I actually recently took a couple bags of clothes to I have both a Play-Doh's closet and a clothes mentor by my house, and I made $52 from it, which I was kind of shocked at how much I made, because I've heard some bad experiences with people only making like $20 off of like six bags of clothes. But I was very happy with my $52. So I did that recently, and I'm gonna take some more clothes to sell. But other than that, I've just been working every day, and I only have two more shifts, and then I'm done. But yeah, that's all that's going on. Hope everyone is safe and well wherever you are in the world. If you've started school, hopefully your first couple weeks or week of school is going well. If you haven't started yet, best of luck to you. Hopefully you wrap up summer. Hopefully summer ends on a good note for you. I'm trying to think about anything else that's going on. I honestly don't think anything else. I did move to a new podcast schedule. I'm posting every other week. It just works better for me. And I think it will help improve my content a little bit. I also recently did an episode with my friend Matthew from That's So Matthew. So go check out that episode as well. It's on his channel. We talked about the movie The Devil Wears Prada. We posted that like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. And yeah, check out my last episode where I talk about four ways to have, you know, a better adjustment to the school year. But now I think that's officially it, and I'm here to discuss, some of my goals for sophomore year. And like I said, hopefully this can spark something for what you want for your own child, or something that you want to happen to your own school, for your own school year. So let's go. So the first thing that I want to do for sophomore year is make new friends. And I think this is something that I wish for every school year. It doesn't matter if I was in middle school, high school, college even. Like, I'm obviously going to be exposed to new people every year, have different classes with different people. I'm going to be living with different people, cross paths with different people in many different formats. So I just hope to make some new friends, expand my circle, I guess. Expand who I know, and yeah. So yeah, I think this is a lot of things that would be on most people's list, is just make new friends, form new connections, and yeah, so that's like one of the biggest things on my list for sophomore year, because freshman year, I did meet a lot of people. Obviously, everyone I met was completely new to me. And that's, you know, that comes with any school you go, any new school, new environment you go to. You're entering this space where you're kind of like a little fish in a big pond, whereas in high school, as you kind of went through the years of high school, you were kind of getting to be a bigger fish in a little, in a smaller pond. But yeah, so freshman year was definitely a little fish in a big pond, and hopefully by making new friends and stuff like that, I will be a little bit of a bigger fish in the big pond. So yeah, that's in regards to making new friends. For number two, I want to do more content creation for my school, whether that's getting a job, making content for some, maybe for my school or for something else in the city where my college is located. Yeah, I just think that'll help me grow my podcast as well as just grow my skills for what my major is, which is digital media. And yeah, what I love about the digital media major is that it's so broad, so I can literally go into, you know, after college, I can literally go into any sort of area I want to in the media field, and I'm also a public relations minor. So yeah, I definitely want to do more content creation stuff in school, for my school, for a company. I'm not sure yet, but hopefully that opportunity, an opportunity comes my way. My third thing on my kind of goals for sophomore year and things I want to accomplish for sophomore year is to get a internship for summer going into my junior year. So what's pretty common amongst college students is that they will get an internship. I do have a few friends. Okay, I will say this. I do have a few friends who have an internship going into summer, going into their sophomore year. It's not many. A lot of people do still work their, you know, their jobs that they worked in high school. That's what I did. However, I do have some friends that, you know, already got an internship going into the sophomore year, which is great. It's just not as common as a junior getting rising junior getting an internship summer going into their junior year. This is for a lot of reasons. One reason being a lot of internships are simply looking for people going into their junior years because they already have 2 years of school under their belt. Whereas someone who is going into their sophomore year only has 1 year of college under their belt, and that, you know, how many of that 1 year of classes was, you know, general education stuff where they didn't, you know, dive too deep into their profession or hopeful profession, or their major, I should say. And that's not a diss on anyone at all, if I didn't want to sound like that. What I mean is, it's just that's why a lot of companies are looking for a lot of companies are looking for rising juniors just because they have 2 years of school under their belt where it's, you know, less gen eds, they're diving a little bit more into their major. So that's kind of a big reason why I didn't get internship going into my sophomore year, and I'll probably get one summer going into my junior year. I don't know where, I don't know what I will be doing, but that's definitely something on my list in the fall and early winter, is to kind of see what my options are, see what I want to do this summer. I could, you know, I have the opportunity, if I had the opportunity to go somewhere and study abroad, or not study abroad, get an internship somewhere, I'd definitely be open to doing that. But I just don't know what to do or where to do it per se. I definitely just have to kind of explore my options as the school year progresses and apply to ones that sound interesting to me, and I think that would be a good fit for me. So if someone, if all, any listener out there knows of a summer internship for digital media or communication students like myself, definitely reach out with those opportunities. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is linked in my link tree, which can be found in my Instagram bio, in the link in my Instagram bio. So if you know of an opportunity that you think I might be interested or you think that I would like to check out, definitely send them my way because I'd be open to reading and hearing about it. My third, this is my fourth thing. So after the summer internship, I would like to secure a study abroad location. So what this means is, well, obviously everyone knows what study abroad means, but I don't have a location yet. I don't know where I want to go. I just don't know. I have like four or five options. One of them is in Rome, I believe. One of them is in the UK. Two of them might be in Australia, and one of them might be in Vietnam. I really don't know where I want to study. I haven't done the research yet, but that will be, hopefully, I will do some research this fall, because I plan to study abroad fall of my junior year, so about, like, a year from now is when I will be, starting to head to my study abroad location, and I'll be there until December of my junior year, I'm looking forward to studying abroad. I don't know. I just haven't really thought about it, too much about it. But I know people who have done it have had really great experiences, have done some really cool things, have traveled around their nearby countries to where they were studying abroad. And I haven't heard of anyone who has had a bad time or didn't like where they were studying. The only bad thing that happened to people when they were studying abroad was COVID. A lot of people could only spend 2-3 months where they were, and they had to, you know, come back because of COVID, which actually sucks. And, you know, I've heard stories of people who got stuck overseas, stuck abroad during COVID, and they couldn't come home. So if you were one of those people, I'd love to hear your story about how everything went down while you were studying abroad. Or if you were someone who studied abroad, COVID or not, how was your experience? Let me know your experience. And also, studying abroad would be a really cool podcast, would be really cool podcast content to do. So that's definitely something I'm open to doing. And maybe I could do like a study abroad location reveal and, you know, share my experiences on the podcast. I think that would be very, very cool. And I could do like a whole series about it and stuff like that. So if that's something you guys are open to hearing, definitely let me know. But yeah, that could be actually really cool. All right. My next thing is I want to do something in the city where my college is that I've never done before, whether that's trying a new restaurant, going to like doing like an activity, or I don't know, just something that I've never done in the city where my college is located, something that I've never done before. There's so much to do, and there's a lot of things that I haven't done yet that I've always wanted to do. So hopefully I can take advantage of those opportunities and do something I've never done in the city where my college is located. And I'd also like to do something on my college campus that I've never done before. I don't know what that could be, and also the same thing in the city where my college is. Like, I don't know what those would be, but they could be cool. I don't know. So yeah, do something in the city I've never done before. All right. My next thing is, go to the gym more. I only went to the gym probably 5 or 6 times last year, like all of freshman year. One of them was to swim. One of them was to play tennis with my friends. And the other couple times were just to, like, work out and stuff. So I definitely did not go to the gym as much as I would have liked to. And it's just, like, cold. Like, some nights, like, I would be studying late, or it would just be cold and snowing, and, like, who wants to walk to the gym when it's cold or snowing? Definitely not me. That just sounds absolutely horrid. But yeah, the last thing probably on my list is go to the gym more, because I just didn't do it as much as I should have last year. But hopefully, I do have every Thursday, I don't have classes, so my goal is to hopefully go to the gym every Thursday if I'm able to, which I'm sure I'll have the time to, because I don't have classes every Thursday. But I hope to go to the gym. That's definitely one of my biggest goals and something I want to achieve this year, is go to the gym every Thursday and definitely make a routine. I talked a lot about routines in my last episode, so go check that out. But other than that, I mean, I obviously have these goals the following goals every year, like get good grades, like make new friends. Obviously, I already said that earlier. So yeah, I think that's it for today's episode of things I want to achieve and my goals for sophomore year. My sophomore year of high school was not very great for me, so I'm very much hoping sophomore year of college is such a way better experience than what sophomore year of high school was for me. Anyways, thank you all so much for listening. You know, if you're in your school years, if you're struggling and you need help with something and how to adjust to your school year, definitely send me a DM. I'd be happy to help you out. Or if you need any tips or advice on anything, definitely reach out. My DMs are always open, as well as my email. You can DM me on Instagram at just.isabel.things.podcast. You can email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, I don't think I have anything else. Like I said, be sure to check out all of my episodes from this summer. I did a Summer I Turned Pretty episode by myself. I did one with my friend Matthew from That's So Matthew. I did an Elvis movie review. I did I did an Alaskan Cruise episode. I did a, four things I wish I, you know, four things to help me to help you adjust to a better school year episode. So overall, it was a really great summer for content. I just realized this is my last summer episode, so thank you guys so much for listening this summer. Hopefully you guys enjoyed my content this summer. Again, if you have any ideas, you can DM or email me for things you would like to see in the fall. I hope to do an athlete series again, like I did last fall. That turned out to be a really cool experience. But other than that, I don't think I have anything else. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys are doing well and staying safe wherever you are in the world. And yeah, I'll see you in 2 weeks for my next episode. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode in season 3. If you like what you heard, leave a review in Apple Podcasts and a rating in Spotify. If you aren't already following me on Instagram, be sure to follow me at just.isabel.things.podcast. And if you have any business or sponsorship inquiries, or you just have a question, please feel free to email me at justisabelthingspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and be sure to check out my other episodes in seasons 1, 2, and 3.